Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, step right up. This is your pal Satan speaking, and I'm here to introduce you to the most evil show on earth, Shane Buckley's Three Ring Radio.
This video? This video in the background is Danzig, and he's playing. He's on stage. This is about 20 years ago, and you're going to hear him attack some dude. He punches some guy right in the face here. You see, here it comes up. You can't see the video, only I can. But he pounds the guy. And present day, rumor has it, Danzig got pounded. We're going to talk to the guy who pounded Danzig. At the, towards the end of Three Ring Radio. This is Three Ring Radio. ThreeRingRadio.com. There it is.
Oh. Wolf on video!
Kid doing the video is freaking out. Guards are holding Danzig back. And that's 20 years ago. Here he's going to yell at the crowd. You know, that's why I say, you know, we should have boot guns. Remember seeing this old Western show? It was like on WGN. And they had this guy had a boot gun, ivory handled boot gun, two shots. You know, if Danzig would have had one of them, you know, he could have still got up and then just shot the guy in the knee. You know? Guns. That would straight sold the people up. I don't know if you heard that. I don't know if how well you heard that, but Danzig was yelling at the crowd. And Danzig was yelling at the crowd. He sounds upset. No? And he did punch someone out. And that was 20 years ago. So I guess that's just proof positive. Danzig's an asshole. And right there sets the tone for this week's Three Ring Radio. In a little bit I'm going to talk to Hart Fisher. He worked with Danzig for a good chunk of time doing comic books with him. And he has some good stories about Danzig and Danzig fighting people and punching them out. And then we're going to talk to the guy who, they say, punched Danzig out. This guy from the Northside Kings, northsidekings.com. And they've been playing a video on azpunk.com. And, you know, for the fucking life of me, I can't see what's going on in the video. You know, give me a good bum fights. If anyone's ever seen bum fights, bumfights.com. Or a good brawling broads. Now that's a fight. This I can't see anything. Maybe I'm wrong. I guess it sounds like Danzig got punched out. You'd like to believe Danzig, you know, black belt, would have been able to, you know, knock this guy around. 3ringradio.com. Hart Fisher's coming up here next. It's time to start carrying guns, just like down in Texas. That'll sober everyone up. Boot guns for everyone. Ivory-handled boot guns. It's time to stock up. No more playing games. Home number.
Sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Ouch.
If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again.
Ouch. Hart Fisher's phone number's turned off.
Sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected.
Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at. Got the number 13 tattooed on my neck. When the ink starts to itch, then the black will turn to red. I was born in the soul of misery, never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. Got a long line of heartache, I carry it well. The list of lives I've broken reach from here to hell. Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I pray you don't look at me, I pray I don't look back. I was born in the soul of misery. Never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. I was born in the soul of misery. Never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. They just gave me the number when I was young.
Hart.
Hey, dude, how's it going?
What's happening, man?
I'm just getting ready to get in the pool and beat up some pit bulls.
Hey, what do you think about this Danzig stuff that went on?
Well, you know, obviously the first thing I thought was when I saw the video, I thought it was fucking hilarious. I mean, come on, it was funny.
Can you, now, when I saw it, I couldn't see much, so I didn't know what the hell happened.
Oh, basically, you know, the guy's pissed off because his band drove there 6 hours to, like, play the show. He's A bunch of bands got bumped, and they were supposed to play after Glenn, but the venue turned down the house lights, you know, and was kicking everybody out, and they're tearing down the stage and tearing down the lights, so he was pissed that he didn't get to play.
Yeah, but that's not Glenn's fault, right?
I'd agree with that, yeah.
Okay, but hey, Hart, back to, did you actually, I couldn't see anything from the video. Could you really see it? Or am I that blind that I couldn't see something?
I don't know. You must have seen, like, a crappy video. What I saw was crystal clear. It was awesome.
I guess so. I was looking at it on a real player, I guess small, but I just didn't see a... It almost looked like he dodged the bullet, man.
No. He takes it right up in the temple.
In the temple, huh?
Well, what do you think, Adam? You think he took it in the temple up here, Glenn? Or do you think he took it in the nose? It was mostly the side of the head.
So you're saying you saw it, but you didn't see it.
Well, I mean, you know, his head spins, and you're looking at it from behind. You're not seeing it from a camera angle from the front, so you got to extrapolate. You know, I mean, what the hell?
Okay, but it's not that clear.
Well, you know, the video's from behind, so you see it connect to the head, and obviously by the body language of Glenn, he spun around and got his bell rung, and he hit the ground, you know?
I didn't see that, man. Wow, I guess I'm wrong I guess it's more than one person. I got a lot of people on the boards have said they've seen it too, but it wasn't clear to me.
No, not at all. We got like an 11 megabyte QuickTime file that my brother downloaded that it's crystal clear, and Glenn spins around like a rag doll and hits the ground, and then security jumps in.
Okay, what do you think about the guy who did this? You think it was like a publicity stunt scene as he had his camera crew with him?
I don't even know if that was his camera crew. We don't even know
it was.
Who shot the
it
video.
Was.
You know
I talked. I talked to the guy. It is his camera crew.
It was his camera crew.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, you have. I have no idea. If it was a publicity stunt on his end, it was a smart stunt because it got him publicity, didn't it?
Yeah, right. I'm just saying. Don't you know? When I found out it was his camera crew, I almost said, "Okay." And I asked him. I go, "Come on, you don't know Glenn Danzig's an asshole."
Glenn does like to get violent, doesn't he?
Yeah, he goes, I've been in the scene 10 years. I was on Victory Records. And I go, well, right there, you sort of are incriminating yourself, saying, you know, you got to be a Misfits fan. You know Glenn Danzig's an asshole. You go up and egg him on when he shouldn't. You know, you should be going to the promoter. And you got a camera crew in tow.
Well, you know, it's a dicey thing to do with your camera crew because he could easily been the dude that took the beating.
But still, good publicity.
You know, it's still good publicity. And Glenn used to bring a bodyguard around with him whenever he went places because dudes were picking fights with him looking to, like, make money on lawsuits.
So now I'm recording this. Tell the audience, you used to work with Glenn.
Yeah, I worked for Glenn for about 8 months.
Okay, and so now I saw on your board, you have a MSN board for Boneyard Press.
Uh-huh.
And you had posted up there that you've seen Glenn. If that kid would have hesitated, he would have had the smackdown.
No, I agree. That's the way it works. You know, if this guy had backed up an inch or if he had shown too much fear, Glenn would have been all over.
And you've seen Glenn do that before?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
You know, it's one of those things. If someone gives you an opening in a fight, you take the opening.
Sure. But I didn't know he was that big of an asshole.
Yeah, I've only seen Glenn hit one guy who was bugging him all night long. But, you know, I've seen him get mad.
So tell us a good Glenn Danzig asshole story. I like the one when he's locked in your car and he's trying to cut the seatbelt off because he thinks you're going to kill him.
Oh, I don't remember that one, dude. That was a long time ago.
You went out to the... tell me one that you remember.
All right, the one that I remember was when I was in San Diego at a... let me go where I get better reception. You're cutting in and out on me.
God damn it.
One that I remember was I was at a party in San Diego, one of his comic book parties, a Verotic party, and there was this dude there that had been... You know, he was a fan, but he was getting way drunk and way out of control. He kept fucking with the stereo, and eventually Glenn laid him out.
Wow, for fucking with the stereo, huh?
I can understand that. I want to lay somebody out up there fucking with my stereo at my party.
Yeah. Any other good Glenn Danzig stories?
I guess that's...
Come on, not even violent ones, just good ones. Like, you know, like, have you ever seen him with his hair not combed? I mean, come on.
All right, I'll give you a good Glenn story. You've met my old man, right, Shane?
Yeah, cool. Top-notch guy, man.
All right, so my dad comes out to visit. I'm living in California, in L.A., and he's out, and I'm working for Danzig, and we're hanging out. My dad's a ball buster from the south side of Chicago. He grew up in Rockford, and then he, you know, moved into Chicago. And basically, we're getting ready to go out to a strip club, us and a bunch of the guys that work for the comic book company. And Glenn's got this coat, this old leather coat that's totally held together with fucking safety pins, and it's totally worn down. And you know this is, like, one of his favorite coats. And my old man's sitting there smoking. Now, my old man looks like Chuck Norris if he never did karate. You know what I'm saying? He's, like, got the perm and the hair, and it's pretty fucking funny. Anyway, we're getting ready to go out. My father's standing there having a smoke, and he's like, "Hey, you make a lot of money, right?" Glenn's like, "Yeah, I do all right. I do okay." He's like, "Well, if you make a lot of money, why don't you buy yourself a new coat? I think that old one needs to be retired." And Glenn's like, "This coat's almost as old as I am." My dad's like, "Yeah, that's right. Time to get a new one." So I guess that's a good Glenn. So it's pretty funny because he couldn't believe this old dude was busting his chops in front of all his employees.
That's a great one. Did Glenn have a good sense of humor about it or what?
No, he had a great sense of humor about it. We went out to the strip clubs, and we had a good time, and, you know, it was all in fun.
And isn't it true that you are still going to court against Glenn for a sexual harassment suit?
What?
The sexual harassment suit that you have against Glenn Danzig?
Yeah, I wish.
Oh, you can't talk about that here?
Oh, no, not at all, man.
All right, Hart, hey, we're going to talk to you next week, aren't we, or in the next couple of weeks about your new DVD, aren't we?
Yeah, that'd be fine by me.
And what's your DVD called?
It's called Flowers and the Razor Wire. It's in comic book stores right now.
And where can they find out more about that?
Basically, you want to log on to www.chantingmonks.com, or you could pick it up on Amazon.com.
Excellent, Hart. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
I'm gonna go get some more. Hey, Stitch here. First off, let's get to know the band. Introduce yourself.
Jerry Only, bass.
Glenn yeah. Whitman.
Yeah.
Carl, guitar.
Yeah.
Bravo. Okay, so, Glenn, tell me. You're starting a tour now. So, how did it go last night? Was that the first date?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. This team's just starting in Akron now. Yeah.
So how many cities are you going to?
18.
18?
Yeah.
Where are you playing tonight? Detroit! Yeah! Is this, where's the best place to play in the country?
Midwest, Detroit. Yeah!
What about the record?
Yeah, we got a new album coming out called Earth AD. Yeah! And then we got a 7-incher coming out. Just for Fiend Club members. Can't get it in the record store.
Yeah.
So I'm sure all you guys can get one.
Tell them about the Fiend Club.
You just send in your name and you're in the Fiend Club and you get like 3 buttons and stickers whenever you get them made up, you know. And out to you. And a bunch of other shit. You get t-shirts and shit like the rubber shit. Call us through the mail. We'll send up one to your house. You know, whatever you want. All right.
So, what are your big influences now?
Send out your skulls, everything you got. Your mother, your father, your brother, everybody.
So, what's the Misfits main influence? What are you guys trying to do?
Well, I don't know. So, it's just like, you know, doing what we're doing.
Armor,
George Germain, our big influences. Pesco.
Alright, we'll be right back after this commercial with more of the Misfits.
Danzig. I guess Danzig got punched out from Danny, the Danzig punching dude from the Northside Kings. Yeah, that's a good name for him, huh? Danny the Danzig puncher. That's what it'll go by from now on. You know, I'm so stoned right now. And I got stoned thinking about my, and working on my Tommy Chong interview from 15 years ago. I'm going to be rebroadcasting that in a couple weeks. I'm going to play for you a chunk right now, though, of it. It's really funny. Because I was in a room with Tommy Chong for about an hour 15 years ago and did an interview with him when I was a young man. So I sound really foolish. Plenty foolish, but it was fun nonetheless. And you'll hear in this interview, right here in this little chunk, we're smoking a joint. And you hear we get so stoned, we forget the question. And there's a big silence, and we go, what? It's so funny. And there I am in the room with Tommy fucking Chong, smoking weed with him. And we're losing our mind together. It's really cool. You can check out when the whole interview will play on 3ringradio.com. I'll have more information on the Tommy Chong interview. But here's a little chunk of it.
And we changed the rating. We helped change the ratings on records.
How do you figure? How do you?
Well, the movies, when our movies started coming out, they had to put the dope.
What do you call it?
What were you going to say?
I forgot.
You attribute the movie ratings changes in the
Oh yeah, we help that. They come up with a new rating for Cheech and Chong movies.
What is that?
It's the dope warning.
Wow.
And that was we started that.
Now, are you guys ever going to be doing another Cheech and Chong movie or any other Cheech and Chong project?
Yeah.
When?
When the time's right, you know. Not quite right yet.
And that was 15 years ago, at least. And that was me hanging out with Tommy Chong, smoking big fat joints, and that was us forgetting the question together. It was great. This interview that I did with Tommy Chong 15 years ago will replay on 3 Ring Radio in the next couple of weeks. I think next week, the Ghetto Boys interview from about 15 years ago. And then after that, I have John Borowski, filmmaker from H.H. Holmes, thefilm.com. Good documentary. Filmumentary, something like that. Anyway, this week, you know, coming up right here, I'm going to be talking to Danny, the Danzig puncher from the Northside Kings. And there's a video of him on AZ Punk. People tell me it's him punching out Danzig. I can see some commotion, but it could be anything, really. You know, to me, it could be Danzig, you know, pulling a Bruce Lee. But Danny tells us he smacks him down, tells us a lot of info. It's a good interview here. You should stay tuned. I'm even going to play a Northside Kings song. They're not so bad. And Danny was halfway cool. I have to say, I think it's a publicity stunt. I think it was staged just because the cameraman is Danny's cameraman. I mean, they were there to film this. And everyone knows Danzig is an asshole. And if you've been in the business more than three, you know, let's say you did three shows as a band, you got to know that it's the promoter's fault. That the stage is being broken down and shit like that, you know. So they should have been beating the shit out of the promoter. And, you know, I should know. I've played the role of rock promoter before. I did the Expo, the Extreme. I guess you could say I did it poorly. But I did it nonetheless. And I know that would be the promoter's responsibility to make sure all the bands played. So I think Danny had ulterior motives when he was harassing Danzig. But nonetheless, I guess it's the shot heard round the punk rock world, right? And I hope you caught the first half of the show. I played an old, you know, like a minute or two of an old interview with Danzig and the Misfits. And I hear Danzig's now touring with Doyle. So that ought to be interesting. And the Blackest of the Black tour. I think you can find out more about that on theblackestofblack.com. Yeah. Good old Danzig. You know? I just wish the video was better. Because there's no one that would like to see Danzig punched out more than me. You see, my lovely wife, Amy. You can check out good old Amy, loyal to the bone Amy, at horrorofhorror.com. And you can check out Amy there. Well, when we were dating, way before we were married, Amy had a life-size poster of Danzig above her bed. And this was the poster where he's wearing the goat head mask. So, you know, I basically know that Amy's staring at this poster while she's on top of me, banging away probably. You know, she's thinking Danzig. So it's no one wants Danzig punched out more than me. I don't mind it. I'm a reluctant Danzig fan because of that. But I have to admit I am. You know, Danzig did some cool shit. So that must be, I wonder what'll happen, the repercussions for the Northside Kings. Because Danzig has some really psychotic, loyal fans. They're weird. The Danzig fan is one of the weirdest fans of all. At least I think. got one of those new CD players right from scratch. No, it's skipping. That's how much I play my Danzig. No, I don't play Danzig that much. He's okay, though. Next here, Three Ring Radio, threeringradio.com. My name is Shane. And coming up in like, 2 minutes. Danny, the Danzig Puncher from the Northside Kings. And all this was brought about through azpunk.com. That's the website who had they hosted the video of Danny punching out Danzig. Some say they can see it, some say they can't. It looks like most can see, or they tell me they can see it. I just wish there was a better video of Danzig getting punched out. Because I just don't see it. I wanted to ask Danny, I just didn't have time. I wanted to call him back, but our schedule's conflicted. It'd be nice to see him do a rematch, right, with Danzig? that would be awesome. I would have liked to talk to the cameraman and the promoter. I think Danny tells me up in here, up in about a minute or so. Danny tells me that the promoter was cool with him and everything's cool. I can't imagine that being the case for too much longer. Yeah, rematch. A rematch, but they could both have ivory-handled little two-shot pistols in their boot. And when they start wrestling and rolling around, the first one to get to that gun wins. What do you say? Huh? I think that's the way to go. Yeah, check in at threeringradio.com if you would. We'd love to have you. I think there's a Yahoo group or two you could join, linked off of Three Ring Radio. And I hope you got to hear my Tommy Chong. I got this really cool Tommy Chong piece. Let's see if I can play it for you right now. See if it'll play here. I think this is it. Listen, we lose.
Yeah. And we changed the ratings. We helped change the ratings on records.
How do you figure? How do you?
Well, the movies, when our movies started coming out, they had to put the dope. What do you call it?
Right there. That's where the joint took effect. You hear the silence? Yeah, that's me talking to Tommy Chong in the next couple of weeks.
What are you
going
to say?
I forgot.
You attribute the movie ratings changes in the
That's on threeringradio.com in the next couple of weeks. I'm just so damn proud of that Tommy Chong interview.
Warnick.
Yeah?
Come here.
What?
What that?
I don't know.
Look like dog shit to me.
Yeah, look like dog shit to me too.
Pick up.
What?
Pick up. Oh. Feel like dog shit?
Yeah, feel like dog shit.
Smell.
Huh?
Smell. Ugh. Smell like dog shit?
It smells like dog shit.
Taste.
Huh?
Taste. Taste like dog shit.
Yeah. Taste like dog shit.
Good thing we don't step in it.
Yeah, good thing.
Let's go eat.
Yeah, eat.
Your eyes, until you fix
Danny?
Yeah.
Hey, man, this is Shane calling.
Hey, buddy, hang on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
All right. Working my butt off.
Yeah, yeah. Where do you work?
I own a business in Scottsdale.
Oh, you own a business?
Yep.
What do you do?
Furniture. I own a furniture store.
What is a furniture store?
Yep.
Oh, wow. That's cool, man.
Yeah, I'm a working maniac, let me tell you.
Yeah, I would have expected you to say a record store or a tattoo parlor or something like that. You say a furniture store. That's pretty. That's cool.
Yeah, 10 years now, actually.
Wow. So how old are you?
28.
28, huh? So you got. Is that your video guy that took that video?
Yeah, one of our. We had a couple camera guys that were filming for our DVD, and one of the guys happened to catch. Not the whole entire thing. There missed maybe like 10 seconds of it.
Is that all the video that you have?
There is, I think that's all the video with the Danzig thing, yeah. I think there's some stuff afterwards, but it's nothing really anything.
So, I'm looking at it from a simple eye. I guess I can't see much happening. I just see a scuffle on like the back. Too bad that video guy wasn't more aggressive, huh?
Well, it wasn't like a planned thing. It wasn't like we were thinking about it. And when it happened,
I know, but when it did happen, he just put the video on the floor like it didn't,
Yeah, he put the camera down. He didn't want to, who knows what happened, and maybe something bad was on it or something. You know what I'm saying? It's just,
can you see? You threw the punch, so I imagine you can see what happened. I don't see. I just see it look like a scuffle. I don't know who did what to who.
He threw me back.
I saw that, and then I saw you, like, lunge at him, but I didn't see, like, a punch hit or, so did you actually hit contact?
Oh, yeah, I knocked him the fuck out.
He knocked out?
I knocked him out. They picked him up off the floor. He went down, he tried to get up on one knee, he fell down again. They picked him up, and they took him out of there, the security.
You know, it's funny, when I first saw it, I thought, maybe he fucking gave him a karate kick or something,
Yeah, no, he fucking, I wasn't expecting it, and I was pissed off when he fucking threw me back, and so, I was kind of nervous that this guy's a black belt, he's going to fucking mop me up, so I went at him.
So was that a lucky punch?
Total lucky punch. Total lucky punch. I hit him in the side of the jaw, split his mouth open, and he just dropped, he spun and hit the floor, and my punch was shitty. I mean, I went past him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
I came at him with all that I had.
Well, I gotta ask you though. How long you been doing this stuff? The band, Northside Kings, is that what it is?
Northside Kings has been around for 4 years. I played in other bands. I was in Cause for Alarm. We were on Victory. I've been playing music for years.
Oh, Cause for Alarm. I know that band. Right on.
Yeah.
I gotta wonder though, if you've been in business that long, why would you go to Danzig and not? Why weren't you hitting the promoter?
Because the whole story boils down to Danzig wouldn't push his time back when the show fell behind. We had spoke to the promoter and Danzig's management about moving the show back a little. He wouldn't do it. And then he was supposed to announce there was other bands coming up. Instead of announcing other bands coming up, he gave the have a good night, get home safe spiel. So, not talking the venue, not dealing, not figuring, being so good with the promoter, because the whole thing was a fucking mess.
Yeah, but I've been a promoter. I did the Expo of the Extreme. I've done a couple of shows. I used to work on the Milwaukee Metal Fest for 10 years. And I know, being in the business from that angle just a little bit, that's the promoter's responsibility, not the artist. I would never think to complain to the artist versus artist.
Yeah, but the artist is a human being, just like I'm a human being, and the artist could have walked right up to the spot, because the promoter was nowhere to be found at that point, and said, listen, there's more bands coming on. Stop what you're doing. No one's going to listen to me. They're going to listen to him.
No, that's not true. Now, I've been in that position where I'm actually a promoter, and the stage manager won't even let it happen because of the budget and the money that's put down on the show or the tickets sold. There's just not enough money to go any minutes past. So it's all like I dig the business angle, and I'm not knocking you or anything. I just wonder if it was the appropriate thing to do.
you know, going to him, it seems like you'd go yell, like, as a promoter, I would be expecting to get punched in that circumstance. I'd be hiding from you.
The promoter's a pretty nice guy. He was a shithead all afternoon. He told my guitar player's wife was pregnant. He said, so he walked up to her and gave her some line to the effect of, are you pregnant or are you just fucking fat? Like, he was an asshole all day.
Well, that's, well, and what's to say that he wasn't an asshole and said, fuck those guys, you know?
You know, I just said to him, hey, thanks for pushing the show back. You know, thanks for going on a little later because now a bunch of bands got fucked here tonight. They drove hours to play this show.
Yeah, but that is sort of fucking, it seems like it's sort of set up when you got a camera guy there and you're saying that to him. And I'm not trying to be offensive. It just seems that's what I see. That's the only thing I see. I can barely see that video.
Listen, I spoke to the guy. I didn't expect it to go like it went. You know what I'm saying? I didn't attack him. He attacked me, and I defended myself.
Why would you go up to him and complain about the stage? Did you ever complain to the stage manager?
We went right up to, as soon as they started taking the stage apart, we went over there, and they said, well, Danzig's people said the show is over.
Yeah, but the promoter's the boss.
The promoter was nowhere to be found.
But you know what I'm saying. The promoter's the general contractor. You know construction, right?
I completely understand that.
And he's like,
make a difference. It would happen. I went up to him, told him about it, and he fucking spazzed the fuck out.
Yeah, I guess because I come from a plumbing stock, I look at it as like the general contractor's, he's the dude to bitch at, not the plumber. You know, because of the color of the toilet.
Yeah, I completely understand. Believe me, maybe I shouldn't have spoke to Danzig. Maybe he's that high on a pedestal that no one should ever say a word to him.
I hear you, dude. That's right. You know, he should have been able to handle you saying a little something, but
I wanted him to know because he wouldn't push his time back, and he didn't say anything that show was over and a bunch of bands got fucked.
So what was Danzig?
I wanted him to know that.
Yeah, what was Danzig doing before that? Was he signing autographs or something like that?
He was signing autographs for security.
Oh, okay.
It was like maybe like five people there, and there was a bunch of kids behind the fence.
And I do hear you coming from being, you know, King Misfit and all that shit. You think he would have some other ethics, possibly to back up the bands a little bit, you know?
Well, listen,
the promoter, but I think still it's the promoter's fault. You know, it's like
I completely understand that Danzig is the bigger band. I mean, there's not even a question in that.
No, I'm just saying because of his ethics, you know, being of a punk rock background, he should be saying something for you guys and trying to help the stage show not get broke down. It seems like an easy enough thing, you know, easy enough problem to solve, right?
That's the way I felt. I didn't want any of this to happen, you know what I'm saying? And I hesitated on that video for about 4 or 5 days until he put out a statement that said, I attacked him with a sharp object. You know, like a whole ridiculous statement that he put out.
Really?
Yeah, he put out a statement on the Seventh House website.
So that's really what's at issue here. Were you going to hold back on that video?
I totally held back on that video.
But would you have
to put that video out?
Would you have forever? You know, never let that video out. You would have been cool about it.
I was debating not to put that video out. Yes.
But would you, you know, I mean, come on, that seems like I'm just, you know, when I look at it and I see the video guy there, it seems like at least a lucky break for you.
You can look at it like that, but, you know, when it comes down to it, I didn't post up on any website like he did about the new album. We have a new album that came out just 2 weeks ago. I didn't go around posting up that we got a new album coming out and here's news on it a couple of days after that whole event. You know, I didn't do any of that shit.
No, that's true. That's true.
And also, my band is a band for fun for me. We're on a record label. We sell a decent amount of albums. We've done some cool tours. But for the last 2 years, we haven't done shit. We just keep putting out albums. I own a business. I make money at home. I don't make money on the road. And I don't really give a fuck for touring or any of that shit. To me, that is just salvation so I don't fucking go crazy because that is my favorite thing to do is play.
Well, you obviously do care. You knocked out Danzig, right?
Well, yeah. 6-hour drive to get up to a show, to wait there for a couple hours, so he wouldn't move his time back any bit. Expected everybody to go after him, which we agreed to do, as long as he would say on stage there was more bands coming up, which he did none of. And then the fucking guy was an asshole during the afternoon. And then when I spoke to him, he spazzed the fuck out.
No, I hear you. I hear that side, but you're talking to King's shitty promoter, dude. I've had some really bad things happen at events, I've had bands get beat down by cops. Bad news. And so I understand whose responsibility it really is, and it is the promoter's responsibility.
The promoter's not responsible, believe me. I'm not saying that he's not.
And if Danzig wrote a check his body couldn't cash, then I guess he did.
You know, if I didn't hit him so as well as I did, and that's supposed to go the distance, I would probably have gotten my ass kicked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. That's why it's a surprising video. When I saw it, I didn't believe it. And I had to say, I can't see anything except, you know, a guy swinging. I don't even see if he hits him, you know, because it's internet. You know what I mean?
No, he spins right around the floor.
Yeah, it's so black and dark. I wish I could see it, dude, because I'd have a good laugh. Believe me.
Yeah, he spun right around.
I'm not that biased. I mean, it was unbelievable, but I'd still like to see it.
It was shocking to me because at that moment when I hit him, I said, I better mop this guy up because he's going to fuck me up. And he was already on the floor. So, and I was like, holy shit.
So what happened afterwards? I mean, they drug him away. Did you get arrested? What happened afterwards?
No, you know what? I remember two cops standing there along with all the security guards. The cops were taking pictures with him just a couple minutes prior to that. After I hit him, he went down. I was fucking yelling like a madman. The security kind of pushed me back, and they grabbed him and picked him up and kind of, like, helped him out of there. I mean, he couldn't walk on his own. I was there for over an hour. He put out a statement that said I ran away and all this shit. I had to load up all of Northside Kings' gear. Our friend's band Rapid Fire was there. They had to load up all their gear. I was looking for the promoter at that point. The promoter was nowhere to be found. I mean, we were there for like an hour, hour and 15 minutes. Ambulances came, which he refused any medical attention. He didn't really, I mean, he just busted his lip open.
And he did file
a police report against me. But
Danzig did?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Is that true? I mean, no bullshit? Can you get a copy of it?
I'm working on it right now. I got a friend who's a PI, and he's going to get the report for me up there.
How about what did the promoter say to you? Did he say you'll never play this town again?
No, the promoter said you guys are welcome back. The promoter kind of agreed with me. So
kind of?
I'm telling you, he was an asshole to people. The whole crew and their fucking management, they were all pricks to people all day long.
Well, that getting into a Danzig show, dude, you're old school punk rock. Man, I seen that motherfucker kick bitches in the face off of stages and stuff, man.
I got emails from ex-members of Danzig.
Oh, really? Who?
Todd Youth, for one, who played drums for Danzig. I mean, there's a lot of people that are... were cheering me on, and I was like, listen, don't cheer me on. I got lucky, you know what I'm saying?
Did Erie Vaughn give you an email?
No, I didn't get an email from him.
You know.
But, I mean, a lot of bands that have played on either festivals or toured with Danzig, you know, all kind of cheering it on.
Well, that's what I'm saying, dude. He's a notorious asshole, so it seems you got to know. When you go up and get in his face and there's a camera guy behind you, you got to know that Danzig's going to say, fuck you.
Well, I didn't know his history that much. I know it now from all the emails and shit I've gotten, but at the time, I didn't even think about it.
You're not that big of a Danzig fan?
You know what? I was a lot when I was a kid, and I'm like right now I've been listening to a lot of Danzig in the last couple of days, but... I haven't listened to Danzig in years, you know, since high school.
Yeah, you're listening to the last couple of days, sort of a victory dance?
Say that again?
You've been listening to it the last couple of days as sort of a victory dance?
A victory dance? What do you mean by
that? Yeah, victory. You're listening to him now after you knocked him out. It's sort of...
Oh, yeah. No, I'm listening to him because I dig it.
Like Rocky, you know what I mean?
For me liking Danzig, Northside Kings wouldn't even play the show. I mean, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
So you've never heard about Danzig notorious asshole attitude?
I read some stuff where he talked about how he's a black belt and he can beat up Steven Seagal or something like that.
But you never heard him say, you know, people say he's an asshole. I mean, he's been through so many bands and so many members. If you're a fan, you got to know.
Well, I knew that him and the Misfits didn't get along because of him being a dick. That's stuff that I've read, but I didn't know he was. I did not expect him to flip out like that.
So no shit, Danny. We're not going to hear from one of your ex members in a year that you set it up, and you know you had the camera guy there, and you knew Danzig was an asshole, so you fucked with him.
I everybody's got different stories, and everybody's got their own opinion, and opinion's like an asshole. Everybody's got one, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I do, I do.
So, it doesn't make it, at this point, it really doesn't make a difference. I mean, what's done is done, so.
What would you say to Danzig today if he were looking down the gun of Danzig?
Good luck to you, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you do whatever you gotta do for yourself, you know, and I hope you do well. I ain't got no grudge, you know.
Right on, Danny. Thanks for talking to me, man.
You got it, boss.
Take it easy.